This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Last year, Michael Anthony Kerr was found unresponsive after spending 35 days in a solitary confinement cell in North Carolina. He subsequently died. Recent research has shown that the impacts of solitary confinement can have detrimental long-term effects. A new pilot program in North Carolina aims to reduce rates of solitary confinement in the state. Jessa Wilcox is with the Vera Institute, a research nonprofit focused on justice. The group is working with the State Department of Public Safety on the pilot program. Thanks very much for being here.
No, thank you for having me.
What do we know about the long-term implications of solitary confinement?
Well, there's ample and mounting evidence that the conditions of segregation have significant negative impacts on prisoners' physical and mental well-being. There's been studies that show severe and chronic depression, hallucinations, difficulty with concentration and memory.
And how frequently is solitary confinement used in North Carolina?
In North Carolina, we've just started our project, and part of our project is doing a full data analysis of how segregation is used in North Carolina. So I can't speak on the specifics of that. Overall, nationally, on average, most Department of Corrections house between 5 and 8% of their population in segregated housing.
So who is put in solitary confinement? How is this practice used?
Well, traditionally, historically, the practice was those prisoners who were violent or were about to do something violent would be put into segregation. What we've seen in our work and from studies is that this has been greatly expanded to prisoners who have just committed minor violations. Disruptive but not violent behavior, such as failure to obey an order, have been put in. There's also those prisoners have been put into segregation as a protective measure when the prisoners themselves or the corrections officials believe it's unsafe for them to be in the general population. They've been put into solitary confinement.
North Carolina is one of 5 pilot sites across the country that you're working with?
Yes, that's correct.
Who else is taking part?
We are working with Oregon, Nebraska, New York City, and Middlesex, New Jersey. So 3 states and 2 local jails.
And are you finding that North Carolina officials, certainly with the Department of Justice, are being receptive to this program? Are you working hand in hand?
Yes, we had a national request for proposals. We received 14 applications, and the applications had to come from the entire agency. So the commissioner wrote the letter, and it's a completely collaborative process. We were really impressed with the commitment showed by North Carolina Department of Public Safety in their application.
One might imagine that being critical in some ways of practices which are widely used in states and certainly with Department of Corrections, you might have some resistance to this. But here in North Carolina, I guess, and in other states, people are saying, hey, we acknowledge there might be an issue here.
Yes, and I think that's one of the real strengths of our program. And we've been doing this work for about 5 years now, always in collaboration and cooperation with the specific jurisdictions. And we really feel that in North Carolina.
What measures are you hoping to put in place here?
Well, each site is different. And the first 12 to 14 months of this project is really doing an analysis of what's happening in North Carolina, how they use segregated housing, and who's there. After that, we'll present recommendations to the Department of Public Safety. And hopefully from there, we'll be able to start implementing safe alternatives.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me about it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
Jessa Wilcox is with the Vera Institute, a research nonprofit who will be working on a pilot program to help implement measures to reduce the solitary confinement rates in North Carolina. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.